So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And today, my topic is how to get into celebration about your life before you get every single thing on your bucket list. You know, there's this interesting place that we go to when we haven't done something or we desire something that isn't in our reality yet, and we keep like being shown, hey, you know, we keep being shown that there's something more, there's something bigger. And that desire, that is actually life longing for itself. Yeah. So today, see if you could not make yourself wrong for being in desire of something bigger, something fresher, something new, something you haven't had before. Yeah. Could you know that desire is life longing for itself? And could you let go of requiring yourself to have every single thing before you'll be happy? Because you know what? That could be a really long time before you have every single thing, because the way that life is it keeps bringing us new desires. It keeps showing us things we could have to eat that we've never tried before. Life is so interesting. Life is so curious. So, yeah. And in the space of knowing that your desires are life's true longing to be lived, life's true longing to be expressed, knowing this, what could you celebrate or be in gratitude about in this instant right now? And just challenge you. Maybe you're driving. Thank you for listening, by the way. I love the listeners on the show. The show is so excited to have you listen. It desires a lot for itself. The show is so hungry. If you ever feel like you want to hear a certain guest or a certain kind of guest, drop me a quick line. happypublishing@gmail.com, and just let me know if you'd like to hear a different guest or a different kind of guest or maybe a celebrity guest, because I'm really blessed, I guess. But coming back to appreciating what we have right now, can we be in deep gratitude and appreciation for everything on our plate right now, and at the same time desire something fresh? Yes, you can both be in gratitude, in appreciation, and be open to a new opportunity. And then, could you expand your awareness to see more opportunities? One of the things that I do that a lot of people maybe haven't really gotten comfortable with is I ask for opportunities every single day. I'm always asking people to come on my show, or I'm asking people do you have a book to write? Do you have a podcast inside you? Do you have a song inside you? What could you do or create today? And I like to ask people that question, and then I like to free up. There's a throat chakra energy that gets a little bit contracted. And what I see is that people get contracted around what other people might think. And so the space of being fresh and new and in expansion is going to annoy people who can't get into expansion themselves. Okay? So you just kind of want to know this goes with the territory, and let yourself be both loved and also disliked, and let yourself be judged. Yeah. And see if that can't be fuel to bring you to that next level of vibration that you've been asking for. And I just want to sanction that next level of you inside of you today. And my next challenge, one more in the same little recording, is to really celebrate a milestone, to bring a milestone into focus that you've already achieved and celebrate it bigger. That. some beautiful milestone, something that happened in your life that you forgot was really interesting and amazing because you kept seeing things around you with the eyes of someone looking for more. You forgot to say, hey, I've done some things that are game changing for some people. And so my challenge to you, if you ever feel low or if you ever feel like you're not getting where you want to go fast enough, is just take some time and just write down gratitudes and write down places to celebrate in your life. Yeah, that's such a great way of changing and shifting the energy and the vibration. And don't forget to laugh sometimes, because really we came here to enjoy and to love and to be together and to have joyful moments. Yeah, so lighten up a little bit today too, and have a most beautiful week. Thanks so much for coming.